welcome to episode 21 of the Fighter Pilot Professor. I am your host, Meta. I'm glad everybody's here. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about the conflict with the Philippines and China. And then we're also going to be talking about how do I deal with burnout. Hope you enjoy, and we'll dive right in. So much like our last episode, this is a slight revisit on some of the things we've talked about before. In this particular case, we're going to talk about China and the Philippines and the South China Sea. So we addressed this a little bit in discussing the rules-based world order and the beef between the Chinese and the United States. But this mostly plays out in a direct conflict, if you will, between the Chinese and the Philippines. So recently, a Filipino sailor was injured in an incident between the Chinese Coast Guard and the Philippines Navy. And this is over a piece of land, we'll use that phrase loosely here, called the Scarborough Shoal. That's a hard word to say, Scarborough Shoal. But really what this is a shoal, you know, a sort of a sunken island, sandbar-y kind of thing that involves the use of a previously partially sunken ship that the Philippines occupy and claim the Scarborough Shoal, this series of atolls and reefs around it, as Filipino territory. As discussed previously, the Chinese also have claims to islands in and around this area, including the Great Fiery Reef and other things in that part of the South China Sea. And so this often leads to direct conflict between the Filipinos and the Chinese when it comes to resupplying this little outpost that the Filipinos have in this set of territories, right? So what typically happens in this kind of case, and what happens in this recent incident, is the Chinese Navy and Coast Guard patrol the area and attempt to keep other nations out, including the United States. So this leads to a lot of conflict between the United States Navy, the U.S. Navy, and the Chinese Navy, as the United States conducts what it calls freedom of navigation operations. And with the Filipinos, it's a little different in that they are actively trying to resupply their forces or their outpost, if you will, on the Scarborough Shoal. So in this particular case, you know, these two ships ran into each other in the process of trying to defend slash resupply this area, and as a result, folks were injured. This is an ongoing conflict between the Filipinos and the Chinese, and frankly with the Chinese and several of its neighbors or in several nations that border the South China Sea, including Taiwan, Vietnam, and the United States, although we don't border it, right? But we have the, as it were, the rules-based world order. The big problem for everybody involved here is that technically, by the rules of the road, as the UN spells it out, is that none of these islands, atolls, sandbars, reefs, etc., are technically inhabitable, right? And so therefore, they can't really be claimed as territory. So it makes some of the claims that both the Chinese and the Filipinos have to be a little bit sketchy. And the UN repeatedly ruled against Chinese claims in the last decade or so around these things. So continuing development, my guess is this will continue to sort of simmer at this low level of threat, and you'll see the United States and other allied nations like Great Britain, etc., Australia, sort of flex their muscle in the region and sort of show the Chinese that the rules-based world order led by the United States and the UN still does exist. And this will be our show of support to the Filipinos. So there you go. That's what's going on with the Filipinos and the Chinese in the South China Sea. Hope you enjoyed. Keep sending me your questions. All right, so a recent topic of discussion I had with one of my sons, Will, was around the idea of burnout, right? And he's up to a lot of things, running track, playing hoops, and doing school and that kind of stuff. And so, as you could imagine, after this point in the school year, he's pretty tired. And so we had a discussion about how do you deal with burnout. We've addressed it somewhat in earlier discussions, but burnout is a real thing, especially when you're trying to do hard stuff. And frankly, facing burnout is hard to deal with because you feel like, hey, I really want to do this thing, and also I kind of don't, right? Like the doing of the hard thing is hard, and so it makes me get a little beat down, right? And so that's really what burnout is that feeling of beat downness that you experience when you're doing hard things, right? And a lot of times burnout can occur even if you're not failing, right? So often burnout occurs when you're failing, but that's not always the case. Often you experience burnout even when you're doing well. It's just because the getting up and going out there and doing the grind, right? Like we've talked about the grind before, is getting in the way, right? So how do I face burnout? Often the easiest thing to do with burnout is just sort of like take a break, like even if it's a day, an hour, right? Just like sit back and do something that's mentally and or physically relaxing is usually the best way to deal with burnout. In the most extreme cases, you may have to suspend the hard thing that you're trying to do for some longer amount of time, right? Days, weeks, months, maybe even, in order to let your brain and your body recover from the thing that it's been doing. And then, as we've discussed before, sometimes you just have to say, you know what, maybe this is not for me. And that's the most extreme end of the case when you're facing burnout, right? But that doesn't always have to happen. And in most cases, right, just a short break will help. The other thing that will often help is just sort of reframing the way that you think about it. And we talked about this as we talked about the grind, but the idea is like, I need to reframe the way my brain thinks about this. And the primary thing is I know that I'm going through this hard thing, and I know that's going to be hard, and that's part of the process. And understanding that the journey is often as much part of the process or the hard thing, and it's often more important or as important as the end goal. So if you reframe it as, dude, I'm going through this journey because the journey is important. It's the journey is as much a part of the thing as it is actually achieving the goal that I'm trying to achieve. So thereby, I can reframe my brain of understanding that, you know, doing the hard stuff, getting up every day, doing the thing that I have to do, putting in the time, effort, disciplining myself, etc., is worth it because that's what the journey is about, and thereby that's what this is all about. Hope that helps, and thanks to Will for the discussion. All right, so there we go. Episode 21 in the books. As always, you can follow me on Instagram, Fighter Pilot Professor, and on YouTube, The Fighter Pilot Professor. I hope that you enjoy. Keep shooting your questions.